Hello, fellow lupus spirits, and welcome to Lupus Life. I'm Corey Hollingsworth, and I am a spiritual advisor and meditation facilitator who lives with and manages systemic lupus erythematosus, also known as lupus. The purpose of Lupus Life podcast is to offer firsthand, easy, and simple ways to manage the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of lupus. Today's topic is being a guinea pig. This topic comes up because I recently changed, my doctor recently changed the immunosuppressor that I use. And I recognize that I've had, this is my third immunosuppressor that I have taken since I was diagnosed in 2011. And I just feel like the medications work, but they have a shelf life in terms of how long they work. And I also take Benlysta, so I have a couple of podcast episodes about Benlysta, but this is the one that is the main immunosuppressor. And then Benlysta is like the supplemental immunosuppressor. And the reason why I titled this episode Being a Guinea Pig is because we need to be honest about this topic of immunosuppression. Lupus is an autoimmunity disease, and in order to manage it, most of us need something that suppresses it. And there is no cure for lupus yet. And so sometimes when my medications are changed, I get this sense that I'm a guinea pig, and not necessarily in a bad way, but just in a, okay, well, this medication's working, but it's not working as well as it could, so let's try this new medication. And I understand that the practice of medicine is in fact a practice, and a lot of it's based in theory, and granted, they do scientific methods and human trials and things like that. And at the same time, there's always this part of me that feels like, okay, so now I get to be a guinea pig for this medication. I know that when I was first diagnosed, I really felt like a pincushion, cookie cutting into my skin, things like that. Because when we're first diagnosed, especially those of us who start off with cutaneous or discoid lupus, biopsies are done pretty regularly on our skin. In our mouths, and on lesions that we get before we're diagnosed. And I just have this like aspect of lupus that causes me to feel like I am a guinea pig, because there's just frequent labs. I mean, I get my blood work taken every 10 to 12 weeks, and every once in a while there's, you know, a new medication that's introduced, or finding out that something's not working and having to try something new. And it's just an ongoing process of just attempting to go with the flow while at the same time wondering, okay, is there something that's just going to work for the rest of my life? Or is there something that's going to work until hopefully this disease decides to go into remission? I'm curious to know if anyone else feels like a guinea pig. And I'm trying not to make a negative connotation on that, but if you can tell just by how I'm speaking, I do have some, I don't want to say, I guess, remorse for the fact that this disease has no cure. And there are researchers, great researchers out there trying to find a cure and trying to find the cause and trying to find these medications that help us survive and thrive while living with lupus. So I don't want to downplay the importance of research. It's just that when we have something that hasn't been cured and something that seems to affect everyone differently, it kind of puts us all in the pen of being guinea pigs. So I hope I haven't freaked anyone out. It's just a thought that I'm guessing a lot of us feel when we're getting lab work or we're getting biopsied or our medications change. that we may in fact just be part of a giant science experiment, and we get to manage that feeling of essentially being a guinea pig. I hope this gives you some food for thought and validates the fact that we are just in this ongoing search for a cure for lupus. And in that search, those of us who live with it get to be in a position of finding out what works and what doesn't. Thank you for joining me today. As a reminder, I have 2 books on Amazon. The first one is Little Lupus Spirit Book, and the second one is Reconnecting with Your True Self. I can be reached on my website, coreyhollingsworth.wixsite.com. I look forward to connecting with you again next week. Please feel free to follow and share Lupus Life Podcast and send a friend request on Lupus Life Podcast on Facebook. Have a beautiful day and have a beautiful week.